Perhaps as dramatically as any former professional athlete, John Lucas has grown beyond his game. Lucas was an excellent college player at Maryland in the mid-70s. During his pro career, he bounced between teams from 1976 until 1990. Addiction cost him money and time, and it might have permanently ruined his life if he hadn't found and worked at recovery. He has since spent an enormous amount of his time and energy passing on that recovery. John Lucas, welcome back to Only a Game.
Oh, thank you. And I love the title, Only a Game. I heard that title back in 1994.
John, for listeners not familiar with your story, I want to start by asking you to describe your struggles with addiction and how it affected your NBA career and beyond that, your personal life.
You know, drugs and alcohol made me violate every value that I ever had. I was the number one pick in the draft. And once I got to the NBA deal, I said to myself, now what? So I grew up as an adult athlete. I never grew up as an adult. So now, once I'd admitted to having a drug problem, for the last 29 years, I've had to go back and grow up as an adult. And guess what? It's painful. But recovery has been the greatest gift I've ever gotten. It's given me life after basketball.
Back in 1994, when you were a guest on Only a Game the first time, you were coaching the San Antonio Spurs. And at that time, you told me something about how you had built that team.
I did it based on almost like a 12-step recovery type of approach. We crushed each other's egos, accepted our shortcomings, believed in something greater than ourselves, and learned to care about one another.
If you were to go back to the NBA as a coach today, would the approach be the same?
Absolutely. You know, Popovich has said he wants people who are already over themselves. It's the same thing about crushing your ego. You've got to have some kind of belief in your teammate that they'll be there for you.
John, let's turn to some current basketball matters. The NBA's featured Sunday game is Houston versus Washington. You have an intriguing perspective on that game because you played for both teams during your career. Washington's John Wall and Houston's James Harden, both all-star guards. How would a young John Lucas have fared against either of them?
Well, with the rules today, I would have probably had to be a lot more offensive-minded right off the bat. That would be a big difference. But when I look at this year, I really believe James Harden is having an MVP type of season. And it's been great to see the maturation of John Wall. He's now getting ready to hit their prime. And guess what? They're now getting ready to be paid the bigger dollar.
There's another John Lucas in the NBA today. He's your son. He's a guard for the Detroit Pistons. How often do you get to see him play?
I don't go to any of his games. That's his life. As a former coach, I don't want to go because then I end up trying to be the coach. I just watch at home, and then I can turn the TV off and have no ownership in that game. Me and my wife can't watch when he gets in the game because I'm so angry because he only grew to be about 5'10". So I look at her, if I'd have married somebody else, so now I'm blaming her for his height. He's got my last name on the back of his shirt. But I'm really, really proud of John. He's been a ball boy ever since he was like 6 years old. It's always been a dream of his to play.
When we spoke back in 1994, I asked you about your plans beyond coaching and perhaps beyond basketball. Here's what you said then.
Today I'm the coach of the Spurs. How long are I a coach? I don't think I'm a coach long. But, you know, people don't say John Lucas, the coach of the Spurs. They say John Lucas, the first recovering addict, alcoholic to coach a major league team. And I hope that I can stay sober so they'll give other people the opportunity. But coaching, I feel like I coached all my life anyway.
Do you still feel as if you're coaching all your life anyway in all sorts of ways?
Yes, I do. And, you know, I don't normally share this, but you guys seem to get me to talk about my feelings. When I coached the Spurs, we won 60 and 57 games. And I was miserable. And I was miserable because they were going to win 50 or 60 games without me as a coach. Then I left because I thought I was a coaching genius. And I went to Philadelphia and ended up coaching a team that did not have the talent I went to like the third rated coach to the 29th rated coach in 1 year. What happened? Then when I went to Cleveland to coach, it was all about getting LeBron James. And then they fired me before we could get to LeBron James. So what I did was started camps for 4th, 5th, and 6th graders at an elite level, 7th and 8th graders at an elite level. And I always say to them, greatness is overrated, but everybody wants a little bit of greatness at some time.
Former NBA player and coach John Lucas has operated his Houston-based wellness and aftercare program since 1986.